Harper Audio presents The 12-Mile Strait by Eleanor Henderson, performed by Allison Johnson. And the children struggled within her, and she said, If it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb. Genesis, chapter 25, verses 22 to 23. Part 1. 1. Genus Jackson was killed in Cotton County, Georgia, on a summer midnight in 1930 when the newborn twins were fast asleep. They lay head to toe in a cradle meant for one, Winifred on one side and Wilson on the other. In their overstuffed nest, with the delicate claws of their fingers intertwined, and their eyelids trembling with blue veins, they looked like a pair of baby chicks, their white skull caps like two halves of the single eggshell from which they'd hatched. Only if you looked closely, and people did, could you see that the girl was pink as a piglet and the boy was brown.
He's just complected dark,
Elma had told her fiancé, Freddie Wilson, that afternoon when he'd peeked into the cradle for the first time.
It's my great-great-granddaddy's Indian blood.
He don't look like no Indian,
said Freddie, who was as freckled as Elma, with hair as pale and straight as straw. It was Elma's father, Juke, who'd nearly killed Freddie himself for failing to make her his proper wife, who first accused Genus Jackson. 9 months back was harvest. There were plenty of colored men who worked as Juke's field hands in October, boys Juke picked up every morning in the fourth ward and piled in the bed of his Ford.